Shavuos Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis Hanigzol Ketzad. One of the cases over here of Shavuos Hanoitlin that was mentioned in Mishnah Aleph is the case of Nigzal. What's the case? There are two edim that are made. Shenichnas lebeisei lemashkenei shaloi b'shus. They're made that Reuven went into Shimon's house and he went in to take a mashkin, connected some type of outstanding choiv, but he had no right to burst into the other person's house. The situation of a malva bursting into a loiv's house to take a mashkin is a posuk mefureshes that he has to stand by the door and he's not allowed to come in. The schus in a mashkin that a malva has could only be when it's bershus ham loiv it's given to him, or bezdin processes his request and they allow him to go in and take a certain chevitz. If he goes in and he takes shaloi bershus, it's a gazan. So now what happened is, there was a story here. He definitely went in, and Edim definitely saw him walk out with something. The question is, what? And that's what they're disputing. Hu ayme kli notalto, vu ayme loy notalti. The balabais, the owner of the house, says that this fellow who burst into his house, who's his malva, took out something which belongs to him. The gazan says, lo, loy notalti, I didn't take anything from you. The Edom saw he took out something. It was covered over. It was under his coat. It was wrapped up. It was in a bag. He says, these were kelim that belonged to me. I was taking back that which belonged to me, but I didn't take anything of yours. So because there's definitely what looks to be a tsura of a ma'aseh gzeila, over here Chazal allowed the balabais, who says his kli was stolen, to nishba v'noitl. Because there's a drora against the gazlan. It has to be, the Gemara puts limitations on this type of din. It has to be something that makes sense. It makes sense how pi'um din das, what the Gemara says, that this type of kli would be in the Nigzal's house. He claimed that he had a silver leichter. It makes sense. Even people that are not so wealthy have silver leichters. So Mamela, that's what he was hiding in the bag under his clothing. So that makes sense. He has a right to be tever. But if it's something that doesn't fit the bill b'chlal, there's no suspicion that he took that type of chayfetz, that he wouldn't have a right to claim. If it's not clear they took anything out at all, then Vaiti doesn't have a claim. He says, I walked out, I didn't take anything. It's only if we know he took the shells, what he took. The reason why, by the way, we can't explain that we're talking about a regular gazlan, was Tom, he walked in, he stole, because if we know that he stole something and the shells only what he stole, so how could there be a meduber of giving the gazlan to be nishba on what he took? The gazlan is a choshe al ha-shvua. One of the people that can't make a shvua that's not nemon is a gazlan, and that would be included in the next case in the Mishnah, or two cases from now, a choshe al ha-shvua. We're talking about a case where he's not choshe al ha-shvua because it's clear that he had a context of he was going. He wasn't a poshta ganu. He was going in to be mamashkin shaloi b'shus. True, he's not allowed to, as din of gezel, but he's not a choshud on taking momen from somebody else shaloi kedin. He was owed money. He decided to take the law into his own hands. V'chi agavni is not choshut, but he has din of gzeilo, so since he did a ma'ase gzeilo, Chazal imposed against him a shvuas ha'anoitlin. Here as well, Rabbi Yehuda stays with his shita of last Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, oime achtei shom mikzas oidom. There has to be something. Okay, it said, oma lo shnei kelim nataltu, v'oime lo natalti ala echot. There's a set of crystal dishes that are missing. So the Nigzal, the Balabais, claims, the Gazan said, I took one. I didn't take one. I don't know what happened to your others. I only took one. That L'chayr is a Moedim B'Mikzas. On the Moedim B'Mikzas, we then turn the Shavua over and we give it to the Balabais, to the victim, and we give him the right to be Nishba V'Noitel. That's the whole din over here. The same Machlokes we have in Mishnah Gimel. HaNechbal Ketzad. Hoy Mi'idin Oysir Shenichnas Tachas Yodesh Sholem V'Yotza Chovel. There are Edim that Reuven and Shimon went into a private place. He came in with his face in one piece. V'yotza chovel, he came out with his nose broken. He walked in walking on 2 feet. He comes out being wheeled out. V'amalei chavaltobi, he says he was beaten up. And yen es chayef for the dmei chavolo. V'amalei chavalti, I didn't beat you. You fell, we were chasing each other. You fell on a rock, you hit your head. Harezeh nishba v'naito. Where there's smoke, there's fire. You have two people that are fighting. One way of saying this, the the way some Rishonim say is, b'derech klal, people don't fall on rocks. So there's smoke, there's fire over here that he was taken punched out by the other person. Other Rishonim, you look at the Rambam, over here in the Pirush Mishnayos, and the Rambam in Hilchos Chayv L'Mazik, Perek Dalet, Perek Hey. And the way he says it is that these type of things, the nigs on the previous perek, and the nech, the choyvel over here, this is a knas to punish people that do things that are wrong. So we put the burden of proof, or we give the right to prove with the shvur to the other guy. So you're putting him at a distinct disadvantage. So mel over here, the nechbal has a right to raise a nishba v'netlo. B'yudayimer, atchetei shamik tzaseido. Again, same shita. Keitzer omalei chavalto b'shtayim. He says, you punched me twice. And he says, no. Halo omalei chavalti b'chol echos. So I owe you on one punch. I don't owe you, besides for your nose and the black eye, I don't owe you on the broken leg. That I didn't do. That much he's not going to be neman. But over here, at least there's a maid to be mixas. Now, it's an interesting maid to be mixas because a person's value in terms of chavola might be like karka. The same way we had in the previous parak that Eved hukish lekarkois, and there's no shvuas moide bemiktsas on avodim. Maybe there's no shvuas moide bemiktsas on chavola of a person, because you're being teve the chavola, and a chavola in a person is kikarka, and there's no moide bemiktsas. And then, according to Yehuda, where's your starting point? There's no shvu deraisa. One answer would be to bring a raya from here, that the diun is not on fixing his face up. The diun is on the money. So the tefiah on the money, even though it's dmei chavola, is not considered karka. It's considered money. In the previous parak, we're discussing the karka. The problem is that we had a case over there, we discussed a similar idea about where the shomer is being teveya, the gefanim, to unim, and not to unim. L'chari is being teveya the value of the vines that were eaten up. And we look at it over there as karka, unless you say that the grapes that are immediately bots are kibotzidam, we look at it as the karka. Even though be'etzim, what is being teveya, is the money. That is a good shaila. And achrenim have different discussions about how to define d'mei karka ke'karka, d'mei odom ke'odom. When do we look at it as domim? And when do we look at it as karka?